right, launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Coming up, Cuba and what trouble they're having actually slashing down the size of their government. We'll get to that here in a moment, but first, your phone calls. Also, the DEA banning synthetic marijuana. Doug is on the line in Tennessee. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hey there. I wanted to comment on the subject you talked about earlier about alternatives for our safety.
Sure.
I would highly recommend people go to LincolnCountyWatch.org and listen to what Schaefer Cox has to say. He's put together a 3,500-man militia on Fairbanks, Alaska, and there's been several times where they've had to back down the police, and they've done it, and the police respect them, the people respect them, and it makes for a much more peaceful city.
Now, Schaefer Cox, I've actually seen video of this guy in court. He seems, or not in court, but... I've seen one of the videos that he put together kind of talking about what it is that he's been doing. He's an interesting character. Unfortunately, shortly after I'd seen that, on further research, I discovered that he was apparently being accused of his wife, or by his wife, of beating her. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. In fact, it's a pack of lies, and his wife was on stage telling... if you look on YouTube, you'll see that... that she says this pack of lies as well. And what really helped him out in that situation is that he warned the people ahead of time that he would be slandered in order to create controversy and disruption. And the DEA actually tried to take out him and his wife and his child.
Wow.
So they were in hiding for a while, and finally he convinced the locals that were supporting the DEA that they could not win. They were going to lose, and they were going to lose probably all their men, and the militia was going to lose part of their men. And
you're talking about violent conflict?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Oh.
See, that's my problem with one of my problems with that guy. I didn't realize that that was what he was advocating. I understood that he was working on some sort of a militia, but I didn't realize it was
violence. He's for having the force and having the power to do violence.
Yeah, well...
Because that's all that the de facto understand. They understand violence, and when they know that they can't take him out without the whole city losing its whole city council.
Weren't you addressing that point earlier?
Yeah, it's just that violence begets violence. You know, it's if you act violent towards these people, it's not going to teach them a lesson, and it's not going to protect you because they're going to come back full force, you know, with more backup and whatnot. So it's a losing battle to use violence.
It's an escalation.
He won that battle. He won that battle because they realized that they were outgunned.
Did they have a war? A violent
outmanned.
War?
No, they didn't. But
these
people understand
violent,
force, and they told the DEA to go back home. We're not going to cooperate with you anymore. The Schaefer has done nothing wrong.
Well, non-cooperation is something I support, but threatening violence is not. So I think that
His life was threatened.
I understand that the government uses violence. That's what they do. That's their tool. But using
That's all that's happened throughout the history of deadly power.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. That's all that's happened through the history of mankind, is that one group of people gets in control, and then they use violence on the rest of the people, and then those people who've had violence used on them decide that, well, we've had about enough of this, we're going to gang up, arm up, and then show them what's for, and then they... You know, overthrow.
And then we're going to do it right this time.
And then
it
they
just
use
happens
violence.
over and over again. Because if you start with violence, you can't go from violence to peace. It doesn't work.
Well, it's just so frustrating hearing these calls, Meg, because, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Because I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been angry. I've been I've had the thoughts of violence, and I've had the, you know, the crazy fantasy that we're going to take out as many of them as we possibly can, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm beyond that now because, man, if I had the kind of support that this guy allegedly has, Schaefer Cox, this guy who claimed, what did he claim, 3,500 people or something like that,
that's,
or 3,400?
That's quite a following.
People in his militia in a relatively small area, Fairbanks, Alaska. I mean, if I had that kind of support or the activists around here had that those kind of numbers, right now the Free State Project doesn't even have that many people in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and the ones that are here, I mean... There's some active within, you know, supporting people at courts, but some of them either keep to themselves or do the political route or something like that.
Right, so we're dealing with maybe dozens of potential supporters in any
given
area.
Which is better than most. I mean,
it's a lot better than most. And our people here are peaceful. That we're surrounded by people that, although many of them may be interested in weaponry, like there are some people out there in this movement that really love guns, and they go out and they train with them and they shoot them. And there's none of them that are in a militia that I know of, at least not around here. So they just kind of go out and have fun, you know, shooting some targets in the woods. I think that's a little bit different. And they're not threatening anybody. They're not using intimidation tactics against the government. What they're doing, in many ways, is intimidating to the government, but not by virtue of it being intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, not by virtue of it being violence or the threat thereof. It's intimidating in that it's a threat to their control structure. It's a threat to the obedience training that they've been giving to everybody. Because if you've got, as we were talking about earlier, with the court situations where people go to court and they'll have, you know, maybe a dozen or two dozen people show up to support them, those people sit down and they don't stand for the judge and they don't stop recording. In many cases, when they're told to stop recording, we've started to see more disobedience in that area. They're taking baby steps into the realm of non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And this court system and this government system exists. It rides on your obedience and your willingness to go along to get along and your willingness to do whatever it is that you're told to do by some bureaucrat, somebody flashing a badge or whatever. And once that stops...
Once people realize it's all just a show, that's it.
Right. Once people stop the obedience, then it's... almost curtains for them. And the more people stop being obedient, the more untenable their position becomes. So you don't need to have a bunch of armed toughs standing around to try to scare these people with the threat of violence. Because, as it was pointed out, that's the history of mankind, is just fighting and fighting and fighting.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to break that cycle, and that's to be the change you wish to see. And if you want to see a world in which we're not aggressed against as peaceful human beings, then you have to lead by example. You can't create that world by... threatening violence, even though they are using violence against you. I understand that.
Because you're not going to teach them anything that way. I mean, they're never going to see another way besides violence.
Right, you're teaching them that their way is the right way.
Yeah, you're teaching them that they have prepared themselves to use this violence, and it's the appropriate action for them to take. And it's not. You know, if you fight them, they're just going to think, it's a good thing I learned all this, because I'm going to need it. And, you know, they can use more force back, and... if you use love and peace and kindness to them, it's going to change them as opposed to just beat them. Because I don't want to beat anybody. I don't want to dominate anything.
No, they're human beings.
Yeah, I just want them to understand that what they're doing is no longer serving people. They're doing quite the opposite.
Absolutely, and they're not going to listen to you if all you're doing is threatening them and saying, well, our numbers are going to be bigger than yours. I do want our numbers to be bigger than theirs, because that's when things really will start to change from multiple different aspects, because the more people we have as peaceful, liberty-minded activists, the more difficult their position becomes, because the more people you've got doing things like non-cooperation, the more people you have doing civil disobedience, the more people you have involved in politics, and all of a sudden, you've got a sea change on your hands.
And it's just a matter of teaching people that the guns will always be scary, but the badge does not have to be. And so once they get out of that mentality, they just see another person with a weapon. You know?
The toll-free number here tonight is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, one of the things that helped me along with this particular viewpoint that I've come to now is moving to New Hampshire being around other liberty-minded people.
Because you're not so scared anymore.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. I mean, strength in numbers. 1-800-259-9231. The peaceful numbers is the way to go. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin position strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And by the way, those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room's built into the same page as the cam, so go and enjoy all that for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com, and the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's MemoryDealers.com. We had somebody call in not too long ago talking about the idea that in order to make a difference, we need to have people that are armed up and ready to rock and roll and kill some government agents. And I highly, highly disagree for the reasons that we were talking about in the last segment, but mainly because violence begets violence, and I don't want to contribute to that. I also don't want to lower myself to the level of the people who would use violence, even though it completely makes sense, and I understand the rationale.
Yeah, people see it as a self-defense thing, and...
Right.
You know, in a way, I understand. I used to be there. I'd felt, you know, these people are using violence against me and my family. Why can't I, you know, use violence, self-defense, if that's what's necessary? But then I realized, you know what, it's not the violence that's the problem. It's the air of legitimacy.
Well, right. And one of the reasons why you can't, first of all, I don't think you should use violence because I think it's lowering yourself to their level.
Oh, yeah.
You're suggesting that violence is a solution to problems, and it's not. But beyond that, you're also, it's untenable from a kind of a PR perspective as
because
of the legitimacy aspect that you mentioned there. If you use violence against people calling themselves the state, you then will be labeled as a crazy loon. And, you know, talked about in newspapers and on the media about how crazy you were for doing these things. And indeed, it is crazy because you will likely be killed. I mean, this guy was talking about this gentleman in, I guess, Alaska that has put together some kind of a militia with ostensibly over 3,000 people in it. And just kind of talking about, well, if their guys go up against their guys, then they're going to be, you know, they're going to lose
There's
all their guys.
A blood battle.
And somebody's going to, and the other side's going to lose some of their guys. And we're talking about human beings with families here. I mean, this isn't a
lives.
Video game.
Expendable is not an option, you know? You need to fight these things with ideas, not with violence.
Right, and if you've got those kind of numbers, think about all the creative things you can do. I mean, we talked about a moment ago in the UK, and I don't support this particular tactic either, of arresting a judge with 600 supporters in a courtroom, but with 600 people, you can fill any one of those government chambers and have a sit-in, and you can, you know,
just
block
everybody
their...
turn their back to the judge during, like, when he walks in and just never face him.
The doors. Don't let the judge in the building.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things that, like, right now I can't even think of because I've never even had the ability to have that kind of level of activism. Like, what we've seen, Meg, here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project with literally hundreds of people so far made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, we've seen the increase in activism be spectacular because we have more options, because we have more people. Mm-hmm. And if you have even more people, your options expand. And all of a sudden, you've got things that you can do that you couldn't do before that are entirely peaceful, but yet throw a monkey wrench into the workings of the system.
I mean, when I first moved here, I would have never guessed that within 2 years of moving here, I would see a smoke out in a police lobby.
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Well, I was actually in back doing something else, but I wasn't there either, but
I saw the video footage, and I was there the day that the smokeout happened outside the police lobby on the police department.
And they were just sitting around and not letting the cop car go through.
Yeah, the picture of that's at the top of freekeen.com.
Yeah, and it's just like, I would have never guessed that that was possible when I first moved here.
Like, I could have envisioned some sort of mass cannabis disobedience.
Eventually, but, I mean... The locals just hopped on board with that.
I knew that there was going to be some sort of mass cannabis disobedience at some point, but I certainly didn't realize it was going to take that form.
In the lobby.
Right. Well, no, the reason that happened, it deserves to be explained. The reason that happened was because they arrested one of our friends, one of the activists, at the actual protest. So the protest wasn't happening at the police station or the celebration, the 420 celebration was not happening anywhere in the vicinity of the police station. It was happening in downtown Keene. The cops came in. They wanted to make a
make a scene and make a show and target one of the perceived leaders. So they arrested Rich Paul in that case. And then 50 people from the 100 or so folks that were in the Central Square that day walked down to the police department at that point.
Yeah, and I might add, some of us were eating brownies while walking past the cops that were kind of watching the parade by. And I don't think they realized what we had.
Special brownies.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. So, but that was a reaction. It wasn't part of the plan. No one had said, all right, if somebody gets arrested, we're going to go to the police station.
It's just the cops brought the party to themselves, I guess.
Right. So there are all kinds of options if you've got numbers on your side. And it's a shame to see people who could get numbers on their side leaning toward violence as their solution.
It seems like such an easy option. And it does... When you're aggravated by what the government's doing and, you know, you really want to make a show of it, you're going to put all your efforts towards something, it seems like the logical thing to do would be whatever would have the most effect. And violence is obviously the first thing that people are going to think of.
That's what we're taught, right?
Yeah, it's like if I put a gun to your head, you're going to do what I say a lot faster than if I just ask you to do it, if it's something you don't want to do. So, you know, it seems like the easy first step. And I just wish people... I know it's hard, but...
The road less traveled is usually worthwhile.
It's gonna take some time, but it'll be worth it.
Let's continue here with your thoughts. Vince is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Megan. Ian, how are you folks doing tonight?
Just great, Vince. What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I was talking about your issue here of violence. I think sometimes the violence comes about because people don't feel they're getting justly treated. I mean, I'm not going to agree with that guy up in Alaska, but... I mean, can we talk about, you know, when people get robbed and then they...
Yeah.
And then they defend, you know, they have a weapon and...
Oh, I know that feeling all too... Like, I've been robbed a few times and I got LoJack on my laptop after the second time it was taken. And I actually wanted somebody to steal it so I could hunt them down and beat them mercilessly. Like, I do not like that feeling of being robbed. And so... For many years, I was just like, somebody take this thing so I can find you and take out all my aggression for all that.
Well, I think it's one thing, Vince, when you have an individual, you know, climbing through your window at night in hunt of cash so they can buy their next crack fix, who's, you know, holds you up at gunpoint or something like that. If you're dealing with somebody that doesn't have the aura of legitimacy and your life is in imminent danger, then it makes sense to defend yourself or your family in that particular circumstance. So I don't blame anybody for utilizing violence in an absolutely, you know, live or die situation. But most people don't come down to those situations.
Yeah, but this is more a retaliatory feeling because the cops, you know, like even when they arrest you, unless you act or they act really out of line, you're probably not going to get
hurt. Get killed. Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Vince, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can also bring up whatever you'd like. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free to control of these airwaves. The number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Still to come, the DEA banning synthetic marijuana. We'll give you the latest on that and more news out of Cuba about some of the changes they're attempting to go through over there. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Meg.
By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach. 2, account recovery. It's really 3 companies in 1. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL, C-A-I. It's a banner right there at the top of the page. As we continue to take your phone calls, let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Meg.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted to say something in light of 20th century history. I was thinking about Michel Foucault's wonderful work regarding, you know, the hegemony of power and the notion of legitimacy in Enlightenment or post-Enlightenment rationality, slash capitalism. And I'm thinking back to Madness and Civilization, his master opus, where he actually talks about the fact that a monopoly of violence exists with, you know, government. And I know he was sort of talking about the French Revolution and, you know, different things. But what's interesting, governments always want to have the monopoly on violence, mm-hmm. so they can coerce the people, or so they can, quote-unquote, keep the peace, or they can create stability. But if you look at people complying – with the authorities, especially in the Second World War, regarding European Jewry, that actually sort of like went quietly, for the most part, off to the concentration camps and gas chambers without really resisting. And you had two major events of resistance. One, the Warsaw Ghetto riots, whereby about 59 or 71 young Jewish radicals fought the German SS and the army for about 2 or 3 weeks, with something like 72 handguns and 20 rifles. I mean, very interesting. And then you also had Treblinka, the revolt, where the inmates were able to escape. But I think you have to, rather than just sort of define violence is evil and wrong, I think you have to understand it within the context of history and political action.
I didn't say it was evil. Hold on. I didn't say it was evil, Frank. I just said
that. Well, that's the message I'm getting, though, from you guys. And I think right now,
the initiation, like if you're in direct, like if I'm going to be killed at this exact moment, yeah, I might take some action to defend my life, maybe even involuntarily. It's just the natural reaction to it.
Right,
but in a sense, the violence is one method that actually puts those in power in check. And to blatantly give it up or to define it as evil is really wrong, and that will only allow for a stronger totalitarian will to destroy the emancipatory freedom of, you know,
check,
a citizenry. Repeat?
I don't think it's a way to put them in check, though. I think it's a way just to threaten them back.
No, it puts them in check. I think you'll notice that in the post-World War period of Europe, with Reconstruction, especially Germany, Italy, the fact that you had wealthy aristocrats, in a sense, not exploiting the masses, because you had a huge group of people that could easily have sort of turned on the power elite. So as a result, you know, there was a lot
but
of
that same group
there was
of
a
people,
lot of freedom.
Frank, they wouldn't Let have me... to risk their lives. If they have a group of people that is willing to risk their lives, then they don't have to go that far by using violence. They can just stick their, you know, their things in the gears of the state monkey wrenching and refusing to obey.
I think it's more making people realize that instead of, like, this whole government coming after you, it's just another guy with a gun. And once that barrier's down, then you can say, like, well, I'm defending myself, because then it would just be a crazy guy with a gun.
And then it would be less likely that you see that happen, because the men with badges are only using their guns on you because they feel like they have legitimacy, and they feel like they can get away with it. And of course, they're right about that. Frank, thanks for the call tonight.
Well,
I appreciate
one
hearing
comment.
From you. All right, quick.
One other comment before I hang up.
Go quick.
Hello, and that's it. I wanted to say that I think if you understand sort of the radicalism of the 1960s in Europe, the Bader-Meinhof gang, the Red Brigades, different things, you'll understand why, you know, so many freedoms were given to the masses, you know, that we certainly don't have here. And I have a feeling that the power elite, knowing some of the people very intimately, what they are afraid of is violence. They're afraid that something will happen to them or they'll lose their privilege. And, you know, you
well,
also
that's only one of the things they're afraid of. I thank you for the call tonight, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah,
who's
like,
not afraid of violence?
They have to lose their legitimacy before the violence becomes an issue, though.
Before it becomes really effective.
Yeah.
But everybody's afraid of violence being used against them. I mean, nobody wants to be clubbed in the head. That's
but
no fun.
But I also
fun.
Don't want, like, to be struck by lightning either. I mean, that's a real possibility in this world.
But
so.
One other point we didn't make, I think, is that these people are trained to handle violence.
Yes.
This is what they expect. The power elite he was talking about have their police forces and their security forces, and they're trained for violence, but they don't know how to handle a peaceful group of folks who are going to do things that are, like, completely based in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go back to Gandhi and some of the things that he did, that the police, they don't know what to do. They lash out in violence as a result because they don't know what else to do. That's their only tool.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true that these people are afraid of violence, but they're also even more afraid of losing their legitimacy.
Yeah, because
violence will not help them on your side. Using violence will not help you in your case if you want them to lose legitimacy.
Yeah, because violence is a one-time act. I mean, the first time you pull it out, that's your one time. That's all you get, because then you're either going to be in a jail cell or somebody's going to be dead, whether it be you or the other guy. I mean, it's a one-shot thing. And with peace, I mean, a lot of the cops around here don't know how to react to it. If we were being violent, we'd all be in cages right now, and the problem would have gone away. But because we're not violent, all they can do is really, you know, act creepy.
Right. We'd have, if the activists here had been violent, we'd have some dead activists on our hands.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have other activists that are in cages, and we'd have a bunch of people around the world who would find it very upsetting.
Yeah.
What was going on
here. We wouldn't
have
brought in any support.
Right.
For sure. I mean, there would not be the growth that there is since
I would not have moved here had had I seen video footage coming out of New Hampshire, people moving here for the Free State Project and, you know, busting caps.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I don't engaging be a part of that.
Right, engaging in some sort of a group beatdown of a police officer or something like that. I would have absolutely no interest in coming here. That would not be exciting to me at all.
It's nothing new or different. I mean, we've seen that happen.
Right,
before.
I don't want to join a gang.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. All it does is get sympathy for these guys.
That's right. Because they're the heroes.
Yeah.
That's what people see them
then
as.
And there's a big parade for this, you know, poor injured. I've seen police dog funeral parades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how sad this is. Their brother with a tail gets a parade. But, you know, the guy that one cop shot, I'm sure he didn't get a parade.
Absolutely not. And how many of their names can you remember? There are only a few, right?
Yeah.
Like the most ultimate of crazy crazies, like blowing up buildings, Timothy McVeigh, that kind of guy. The killdozer guy. I don't even remember his name, but you remember what he did. He armed up this tractor and goes around and just starts a bulldozer and just starts running through buildings and blasting a machine gun out these machine gun ports that he put. I mean, that guy
is
crazy.
But it's always a one-time thing. I mean, you get your one shot, and if you screw it up, you screw it up.
So 1-800-259-9231. I understand that a lot of people are angry. I get it. I've been there. I've had the anger, and I still do sometimes experience anger. But I know that I don't want to be that person. That's not the direction I want my life to go. I don't want to be that person that's constantly angry at the things that I see around me. And I certainly see enough. We talk about enough things on this program on a nightly basis to drive you absolutely bonkers.
And then people send it to you all the time once you get into this stuff, and you're just like, I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah. So I get it. But I've left that behind, and I actively choose to leave that behind.
It has to be a daily choice, too.
You take control here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, it's about, like Gandhi said, being the change you want to see. Do you want a peaceful world? Well, you're not going to get there through violence. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. The number, 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The Amplifier program is available for you. If you want to support the show financially, you can do that. Get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Most importantly, we'll take that, your $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, three. We'll take that $3 a month in. We'll reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. Just got a new agreement from a station today. Can't quite yet announce it, but they should be starting up in the next month or so in Tennessee. Yeah, that's as much as I can say. And so it's, you guys are making it possible, you who are amplifying the show at amp.freetalklive.com. So thank you for that. Anyway, let's get to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porcfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get registered for what is going to be the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. How can we say that so for sure? Oh, it was pretty awesome last year.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was over 800 people last year. There are going to be more people there likely this year. As it just keeps building and growing every single year. It happens at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's an incredible location, but more incredible are the people, the human beings that you'll meet that love the ideas of liberty, where, as it was described, we had some visitors here in Keene over the weekend, and it was described by them like they felt like they had, and I'm paraphrasing, that they had met their family that they had never known when they were here, because they had such a positive experience, because they're able to connect with people on a level that is really unusual. When you first encounter people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like 99% of them are going to totally, you know, understand where you're coming from, the ideas of freedom.
Yeah, and suddenly, you know, the 30 minutes you have to add to all your conversations with people explaining your, you know, ideals and backgrounds and everything, that just gets cut out, and you can actually talk about things that you want to talk about again.
Yeah, it's just an amazing group of folks, and I highly recommend you come out if you can. It's going to be June 20th through the 26th. Free Talk Live is going to be there. Meg, you're going to be on site as well.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Partying, I'm sure, quite a bit.
Yeah, I'll kind of be there.
Yeah. You will physically
I'll
be present.
Be physically there. You can find me.
But there's not just parties. There's family organizations that are having activities for
the kids.
I'll
be avoiding those.
Right. There's also agorism in action. So underground businesses, people selling food without permits and stuff like that.
I'll be doing kind of that, but not paying attention.
I'll be buying food from those people and be looking forward to that, because there was some really great food there last year.
So there's games and there's activities and there's cookouts and there's campfires and there's, you know, all kinds of fun.
It's getting to the point where there's too much to do.
Well, that's why it's now a week-long official event. So you can spend a whole week with your Liberty friends, the friends you don't even know yet, that are waiting, will be waiting to meet you at Porkfest. Go to PORCFEST.com. Get registered. Use our discount code to save 20% on the early bird registration, any T-shirts or flags. The code is Free Talk Live. No spaces in there. Just Free Talk Live is the code. And go to Porkfest.com to get registered. So we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Robert is in Louisiana. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, great, Robert. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering, I was listening to your podcast from February 9th or 10th. It was about the Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. It's a series of films that are available free online for folks, and it's... Well, to summarize it, I will take what Stefan Molyneux called about their latest film, what he called it, I guess, Marxism with Robots. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I haven't seen none of the films, but I heard the guy that they called in from South Dakota, you know, defending him. Y'all talked to him for about an hour?
Yes, sir.
And it kind of sounds like Gene Roddenberry's, you know, vision of the future a little bit. That's what it kind of sounded like to me.
You know, that's an interesting observation because Robert Roddenberry was essentially a communist, wasn't he?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he actually was, like, out and out a communist, but the vision, I believe, from what I understand from Trekkie types, and Meg, you're a Star Wars fan, not a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
But from what I understand from Trekkie types, it was a very communistic kind of vision for the future. But I'm sure a Star Trek fan could call and really clarify that for us. But I see where you're coming from, like with the replicator machines that they had in Star Trek, that similarly they were talking about in the Zeitgeist film, this sort of robot city where robots make everything and do everything and like keep you alive.
Yeah, it just sounds like the first steps to the Matrix movie.
Mm.
I don't know.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it just sounded good on the outside, like you said on that program, Utopia, you know, and I don't know. Maybe it ain't, but it just sounded good.
I don't think utopias actually exist.
No, certainly they don't exist. But
right,
Meg,
I understand that.
Are you familiar, Meg, with what he's talking
about
here?
I've seen the first Zeitgeist movie. I haven't seen like all the. I know there's been updates and new ones.
The first Zeitgeist. There's been three. I haven't seen the second one.
I saw the one that was like it hit on religion and then government and then 9/11.
Yeah, it was weird. That
it
one
was just like thrown out of left field. Oh, yeah, by the way, conspiracy.
Right. What was it? Religion, the Federal Reserve in 9/11 or something like that?
Yeah.
And
I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking it was well done. It's a very capable film, no doubt about that. And I had agreed with its points on religion and organized religion in general. I'm not such a fan of the conspiracy movement necessarily, but. Then the third one came along, which is the new one, and it is essentially this filmmaker's vision for what could be, for what he would like to see happen. And that's great. I like that people have ideals and that they want to work towards them. Unfortunately, his vision is essentially a, you know, presumably forced communal kind of ideal, because he's talking about having the entire world essentially run by a computer system. And having these centralized cities that are built in concentric circles that are operated by robots, where everything is made by robots, and it's a computer that decides where to send the resources that are maybe mined in one place and manufactured in another, and there's like a lot of intricacy to this, but essentially it would require everybody being forced to participate for his vision to work.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what's he going to do with, you know, people in wheelchairs or the mentally ill, how are they going to be participatory in this?
Well, you won't have to participate. The robots will take care of you.
Okay.
Robert, your final thoughts on this?
I was just going to say, I just like the idea of, you know, mankind ain't at war, you know, no illness, no disease. That kind of like Gene Roddenberry's vision. That's what my point is. That's what I like about it. I know that never will happen, but it's just a nice thought.
Thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. No doubt. I mean, I want to see a world where people are not fighting, and I want to see a world where disease has been eradicated. I mean, that would be wonderful. Mm. But I know that the way we're going to get there, if we get there, is not going to be through coercing people into a system with which they disagree. Mm. And, like, if I don't want to join the little robot world where, I'm not opposed to robots, but where this man has this particular vision for how everything should be organized and that it should all be centrally controlled from some central computer, if I don't agree with how the programmers decided to program that computer and I don't want to go along with it, what's going to happen to me? That's never answered in his film.
Yeah, and nobody ever answers the question, you know, what if you don't want to participate? Whenever somebody comes up with an idea for the future, it's like, okay, and for those of us who don't want that, what's our option?
Right, which is why it is a utopian solution is what he's proposing. And in the Zeitgeist film, and you can watch it for free online if you want to waste, you know, 3.5 hours of your time.
I've got plenty of time to waste.
Well, Mark's response afterwards was he wished he could have had his 2.5 hours back. But I think it is interesting to spend time on it to see what's so popular, because this guy is very popular and his films are very popular.
I mean, I get sent clips from him all the time.
But in the film, he claims that he expects people will call his vision utopian, right? Mm-hmm. And he disagrees. He doesn't think it is. But it clearly is, because it requires everyone's participation.
Yeah.
And that is completely unrealistic. I mean, one of the provisions about this world is that there's contrast and that there's difference. You know, we have hot and cold. We have light and dark. We have people that believe different things.
Yeah, even within the liberty movement, and let me tell you, this could not be more of the truth right now. We have people who have different opinions in the Free State Project. We have people who don't even get along with other Free State Project members. And so there's no way for any one idea to get 100% backing.
The idea that it could is entirely utopian.
Yeah.
And that's why...
That's what a utopia is, and that's why it's unattainable.
It's completely unattainable, and I wouldn't want to live in that world where everyone agreed on everything. I mean, it would be like living with clones of myself. I mean, come on, I know myself well enough. I don't need to, you know, have clones of me around. I don't want you to think exactly the things that I think.
And there would be no progression after that, because if everybody thinks the same thing, does the same thing, acts the same way, you know...
Then they have what they want, right?
And well, then nobody's ever trying something new.
Right.
Like, there's no stepping outside. And so after there's no more creativity, there's no more progression.
So the brilliance of what the free market offers, which we don't have, I know people like to call today's world the free market. Sorry, no, as long as there's people using the threat of violence, coercion, as the government does, you don't have freedom. But the brilliance of the free market is it encourages people to be different. You can be as different as you want to, as long as you don't hurt somebody else, as long as you don't aggress against another. You can be as different as you'd like and live together with the people you want to live together with, do what you want to do, run the business you want, organize your neighborhood how you want. If you want to do your little concentric circle robot world, go ahead. Just don't force me to participate. We'll see you coming up here in hour number 3. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenfax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.